Okay, good morning all. We are up to Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin Emor Katan. And yesterday we spent some time speaking about things that you can't do on Chol HaMoed or near Chol HaMoed because of the sadness that they will bring. Now, Mishnah Zayin deals with things that you can't do because of the joy that they bring. And we have a concept of Simcha Marvim of Simcha that we don't mix two Simchas together. So says the Mishnah as follows as a result of that, Mishnah Zion, Ein nosin nashim b'moed lo besulas v'lo almanos. A person cannot marry women, a person can't get married on Chol HaMoed, whether it's a besula, whether it's a virgin or an almano or a widow, lo meyadmin, nor can a person do yibim. If you have two brothers, one brother is married to a woman and they unfortunately don't have any children, and the man passes away, then the brother can either do yibum or chalitza. So it says the Mishnah, you can't do yibum. And they should simcha hilo. You can't do any of these things because of the simcha, because of the joy that's going to that he has in doing these things. So therefore, you can't do them because we don't want to mix the two simchas: the simcha of the yantiv and the simcha of the wedding. However, if a person is going to remarry the wife that he divorced, he can do that on Chol HaMoed because there is a joy, but it's not such a great joy because there's a certain familiarity to it, and as a result, he is allowed to get remarried to this woman on Chol HaMoed because it's not seen as conflicting the joy of Chol HaMoed. But Osa Isha Tachshiteha B'Moed, a woman is also allowed to take care of some of her various grooming tasks on Chol HaMoed, right? Meaning, so she can put cosmetics on, and she can take out unwanted hair if she wants to, because there is a certain level of need to this, and are therefore okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lo tasod mivnation nivul hula." She is not allowed to. She can seemingly do all these things. He agrees with that. However, the first statement seems to give an unequivocal allowance of all these things. Rabbi Yehuda says no. So the one thing she can't do is lo tisud mivnation evil hula. She can't put any sort of like a paste made of dissolved lime, which the women used to put on their face to remove hair, or they put on their skin to remove hair. So he says that she cannot use this paste seemingly anywhere, you would think, because it defaces her, makes her look ugly. So in other words, it stays on for a certain period of time, and when it's off, then that's going to be great. She won't have any unwanted hair. But while it's still on her, which stays on for a period of time, it makes her look ugly, and therefore, since that takes away from some of her happiness of the yantif, so she cannot do it on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Ches, Hahejot Tofer Kedarko. So we know that we're allowed to do things for like malacha on Chol HaMoed, with certain distinctions. You can't do all Chol HaMoed, it's not all allowed, but you can do a lot of things. So it says the Mishnah that a hedyut, if something needs to be worn for the Moed, and you need to sew something up, so a hedyut is allowed to sew in his usual manner. So you have some person who likes to sew, but they're not a professional, they're not a tailor. So if you need to sew something up for the holiday, you are allowed to sew something up as usual. However, ha'uman machliv, but a craftsman, unless you have a tailor or whatever, so he has to do it like in an irregular way. So for example, he should use like uneven stitches to make his sewing unskilled, but then that would be permissible as well. Misargin es hamitos, and back in the day, instead of like a spring underneath their bed, they used to have like a cords to hold up the bed and the bedding and everything. So it says the Mishnah, the Masargan Esamitas, that we are allowed to interlace the cords of the beds, meaning you are basically allowed to put together this like weaving hammock type thing that would hold up the mattress. You're allowed to put it all together and interlace them on Chol HaMoed, and the reason why is because we're assuming that it's like an unskilled type of work. It's not like a real uman. It's not a real craftsmanship. Rabbi Yossi says, seemingly being concerned that it might be a craftsmanship, he says, "Af mematchin." No, we can even tighten them. Right, the word "af" there is a little complicated. The Gemara, when it has this Mishnah, doesn't use it. But basically, what the Mishnah is saying, or Rabbi Yossi is saying, is that we can tighten the strings if they become loose. We can tighten the ropes, the cords, if they become loose. But we can't interlace them in the first place because seemingly that would be considered, according to Rabbi Yossi, a craftsmanship type of job, and therefore one cannot do that on Chol HaMoed. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Tes. But for now, we will stop right here.